There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Hour number two on this Thursday, live local talk. That's what we do. Our phone number, our text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Y'all say hello to my buddy Dale Leash from Lanyap, and it's been too long.
Yeah, it has. You were on vacation for a while,
yep.
But you're back now.
Yeah, I took, five days off.
Man,
yeah,
so that five whole days. Wow.
Yes, it was epic. It was epic. Good thing. And you held down the fort while I was gone. And about time I get back, you and I had talked about the Hank and what was going to happen with the Hank. What was at play here? And we get back, and I've read through your story. We've reported on it. I even talked to Rob about it this morning. Rob Holbert, the movie. Let me get this right. On a big issue, not just like, getting some variance for a, store or something. So on a big issue, the Mobile City Council voted unanimously on something? Dale?
They did. They did. I know nobody abstained. Nobody voted against anything. When I say nobody abstained, I mean Best Rich.
That's right.
But nobody voted against it. Everybody was on board. Gauging by some of the questions councilors had the week before, I had told people in the office, I thought that it may not pass, and to have it pass unanimously was, honest to God, was a surprise.
Yeah, I think to all of us, those of us in media, those of us that are just citizens, and so they passed unanimously a deal that gives this. Tell us about the group taking over here with the contract. So this is the Bay Bear, the company that has the Bay Bears that's now the Trash Pandas. Mm-hmm. They held the lease, and now this new how does it work? New people take over the lease.
So,
what happens?
So right. So Ballcore, who over ownership of the Bay Bears a couple of years back, had 2 years left on the lease to operate Anchor Stadium. Now, obviously, they weren't doing it with Anchor Stadium. The team has been moved to Madison, and I feel like it's important to point out that their team went to Madison, not Huntsville.
Come on with the disambiguation. Fine, Madison.
They're doing Trash Panda stuff, and so, this new group, Mobile Sports Entertainment Group, is coming in and taking over the lease with the blessing of the city council now, and they're gonna host. My understanding is they're gonna host Murphy High School baseball. They're going to put on concerts and other sort of civic events in order to keep the Hank viable for at least another 2 years.
Okay. Well, first of all, so give it the Mobile Sports and Entertainment Group. Is this a new group? They've been around a while. What's the story with them?
Well, they're a group of folks that used to work for the Bay Bears. The president is a former assistant general manager of the Bay Bears who says he was actually offered a job with the Trash Pandas and turned it down in order to do this. He said he started as an intern at Hank Aaron Stadium and worked his way up, and the stadium was very important to him, and he basically, he kind of took this, he and his dad and other members other groups that used to work for the Bay Bears took this upon themselves to start this group, and to be honest with you, they spent about $1.5 million to buy the light shows that everybody goes to with Halloween and Christmas. So that was kind of the first thing they did, and then this contract came through as the second sort of thing they did.
Okay, so this group is made up a lot of people that were there around the Hank before, so this is not new to them, but they step in and they take the contract. So when they take the contract from Ball Corps, is it as simple as is it a monthly payment? You got to write a check and write a note to the city? When you take over the contract, what does that mean?
They will so they took over the contract. I mean, they're going to take over the quarterly lease payments.
Okay.
So Ball Corps, through the contract, was supposed to pay $25,000 a quarter, $100,000 a year. So Mobile Sports Entertainment Group will pay that now. But in addition to that, per the contract, is the new group will pay utilities and maintenance of the stadium, which is something that Ball Corps was not required to do. So the city's getting a little added bonus with this group coming in the form of not spending as much on maintenance and utilities on the stadium.
I don't know what the Alabama power bill is, but it's got to be significant when you fire up those big lights for night games.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
absolutely.
It's got to pull a pretty a big power bill. Okay, so they have got so the president here, Ari Rosenbaum, has you talked about Murphy High School playing home games at the stadium, but they got to figure out how they're going to make it, you know, over $100,000, right? I mean, you got to make this. Is it selling? I mean, who gets the money if Murphy High School plays a high school game? Does this group get the money for the tickets, or wouldn't it go back to the school? I mean, I don't know how that works.
I think it's a percent. I think when it comes to the school, I think it's a percentage. But you're going to have to. I know they get parking.
Okay.
I know that parking goes to the operator of the stadium, as would concessions. With high school, it's a little bit different because concessions can be run by certain different high school groups.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we're not just talking about high school baseball. We're talking about, you know, baseball tournaments. And I think Danny Cordy at the Sports Authority has already lined up one tournament. It's not high school. It's high school age kids, but it's more like Babe Ruth or something like that. They haven't really officially announced it yet, but there's at least one tournament lined up, ready to go and play, so they'll get all the funds from whatever is spent on that tournament here in Mobile. So there's that, and there's other, you know, events like that that they hope to get. But yeah, them staying viable and them being able to pay for everything is very important, because, you know, if they fail, we're stuck with another situation where we have an empty stadium, and then the whole issue with the land lease and the possible demolition of the stadium comes back into play.
Oh yeah, and we're getting into that in just a second.
Okay.
And it's good they got Danny Cordy out there hustling for him, because that man, he's got some contacts and he can put some events in there. But you just named events. None of those events I heard were double A or equivalent baseball.
That's true. And the land lease, there's also a stipulation in the land lease that it could be for. And let me get this. It's entertainment event, like civic entertainment events, something like that is also. So it's not just double A and equivalent. If it's pro baseball, it has to be double A or better. But if it can also be like public events. So this would apply as a public event. And the Little family, who owns the land, or who has given the land lease to the city, is on board with this plan, the Mobile Sports Entertainment Group. Although they preferred not to put that in writing. It's a verbal contract, but they are on board with this. And from all indications, this would fix the problem with the land lease.
Okay, so and that's good, because I kind of had it stuck in my head that it was all based around double A or equivalent baseball, but it's not.
The key there is, if it's pro baseball, it has to be double A or equivalent. That's true.
But other things can, but other things reach the level of satisfying the contract.
Absolutely, any like public events, and that's a pretty broad. It's a pretty broad group of things, but yeah, that's my understanding.
Okay, then that's good. I don't know how that was lost on me for so many years, because I was kind of stuck on that thing that it had to be, you know, double A or equivalent. So yeah, so you can put other things in there and have it be the contract, not come back. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about that, what the 800-pound gorilla in the room is, if it would fail, and the. The land underneath the Hank would be taken back, what that would mean. We'll continue this discussion with Dale Leash from Landyap when we return right here on Midday Mobile.
is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 120 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. By the way, this show on the road tomorrow. We are heading to Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And remember, that is your cue that the real shopping season has begun when we do our December show at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Speaking of shopping season, too, got a great deal for you right now. What about the men on your list, right? I know we're hard to shop for. You want to get them something they like, but something that they're going to actually use as well. How about a gift that's thoughtful and practical? That's Harry's. I've been telling you about shaving with Harry's. I've been doing it 6 years now, and y'all can get a Harry's shave set. They got their gift sets we're going to get into in a second with $5 off right now. Actually, any Harry's shave set right now, $5 off when you use my code MOBILE at harrys.com, plus free shipping until December 16th, so you need to get cracking on this. Act now. It's a practical gift those guys on your list are actually going to use, and Harry's makes sharp blades that last, German-engineered and award-winning, and backed by that 100% quality guarantee. And the nice thing here, the holiday set started just $20, so that's within Secret Santa limits if you're going to do it for like an office deal. And Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so your guy will save money over time. And also, here's the clutch one. This is why I moved this way during the holiday season. These Harry's shave sets, the gift sets, come in a ready-to-gift box. All right, so you don't even have to wrap them. I mean, they're already set up. You just put them under the tree. You put a bow on them if you want to or something, and it's boom, ready to go. And here's how you get the deal. Once again, special offer for y'all. I partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set over at harrys.com, including their limited edition holiday sets when you enter code MOBILE at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get that free shipping up till December 16th. Each Harry's shaving set comes with the weighted handle, and you can get that engraved, which is a nice touch, a five-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, and it's all packaged in that handsome holiday gift box ready to put under the tree. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Use code MOBILE at harrys.com. Make sure to use code MOBILE. All right, continue our conversation with Dale Leash from Lanyap and lanyapmobile.com. Speaking of which, it is there's your stocking stuffer. Y'all are running a deal right now. People can get signed up and save money.
That's right. And you caught me off guard. I don't know what the special is. I think it's 25% off, something
yep.
like that.
Yep, that's what I heard this morning. So
25% off. You get all the news from Mobile and Baldwin County online. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it was already a good deal. Now y'all have made it even better right now. So if y'all have been looking for a reason to get signed up over at lanyapmobile.com, I would say it's your best time to do it right now. And you could be reading reading stories like we're talking about right now with Dale, MSEG to take over Hank Aaron Stadium lease. So one of the big takeaways from your article and our discussion here is this idea that it had to be baseball to keep the contract valid is not true. So this MSEG, even though they have baseball coming, could have all kind of entertainment going on there that qualifies to keep the contract valid.
Right. But I think to that point as well, though, I think baseball is the most economical and most efficient thing to have to come back there as well. It just, as long as it's not pro baseball, it doesn't have to be, you know, major league affiliated or double A or better. So that's kind of where the hiccup comes in, is that, you know, pro baseball, yes, it had to be double A or better. But it could also be community events for baseball fields.
Could you do the
least amount of money getting it ready, having something to do with baseball again is there. But they're going to do concerts and stuff too. So that's a long list of things.
Yeah, it'd be a good venue. I mean, it seems like, I don't know what the acoustics sound like there, but it seems like it'd be a good venue for a concert, or somebody suggesting on the text line here, lawnmower races. But those things can be going on, and as long as this group can cover the nut and make a little bit of money on this thing, then this could bridge that 2-year gap.
Yeah, and it seems like it will be, and then it sets the clock, you know, on the land lease and the possible demolition of the stadium if they can keep being successful. I mean, this is, and keep in mind that they also are thinking about bringing minor league baseball back in sometime in the future, although that timeline's not defined. So, I mean, we can get more minor league baseball in the future as well from the same group.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, I want to stick with the positive on this, but I don't want to not talk about what the you know, what the 800-pound gorilla is in the room here for people who haven't followed this. If for some reason this didn't continue and this didn't work, if the landowners, the Littles, took back the land, not only do we lose the stadium there, but in the city on for the demo?
The city would pay for the demolition of the stadium. And so, you know, that's always been something that's hung over this deal. That's been in the contract since since the Bay Bears first signed it, I don't remember the name of the original owner was, but since the original owner signed the deal, I believe that has always been hanging over it, that if for any reason they left, you know, 2 years later with no activity, the owners of the land could force the city to demo it. And keep in mind, this was years before McGowan Park was even a thing. So, mm-hmm. So you know, the land has only gotten more valuable since then.
That's for sure. We've got a couple minutes here left. I want to transition, if we can, to another one of your stories. People would check out Baws to Raise Rates with Fee Structure Change. And this is something that, be honest with you, when this story first came up this week, I thought I would hear more about it. We talked about it earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And maybe it's one of these things that just has to percolate for a while to get people's attention. But this is rate hikes that would affect all Baws customers, right?
Yeah, that's true. And it basically, you know, if you've lived in Mobile for any length of time, you understand that if it rains really heavily here, you're going to hear about sanitary sewer overflows.
That's right.
And that comes from, you know, old pipes get inundated with water. It pushes sewage out of manhole covers or out of manholes and leaks and pipes and stuff. And there you go. You got an issue. They're really trying hard to update some of the infrastructure, but that costs money.
Hey, we're having a little trouble hearing you on that phone,
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. All right. They've been having issues with sanitary sewer overflows whenever it rains really heavily here, which is like every other day.
Yep.
So they're trying to fix infrastructure, but that takes money. So their rationale is we're going to have to raise rates. And they had a fee structure that the more you used, the less you paid, you know, per use or per gallon. But they're going to go away from that and have a more uniform system, and that's going to cause rates for everybody to go up.
Okay. With that additional money, what would be, maybe we'll call it the new money in each bill, is that earmarked specifically to this infrastructure work, or are they just saying these two things are happening? Hey, we're spending money on infrastructure, and hey, by the way, we've changed the way we calculate your rate.
That's correct. I don't think it's earmarked for any particular thing. They have a lot of projects going on currently that are taking resources that are going to be used for infrastructure, that are infrastructure improvements that will take some of these resources. But there's no real earmark in place, I don't believe.
All right, Tim. When does this go into effect?
Well, it's got to be voted on first. So the board is going to vote Monday at the regular meeting on whether or not to go ahead with these increases, and then it would go into effect January 1st.
Now, the board, though, this is a board that people are nominated to this utility, right?
The board is selected by the city council, nominated by the city council,
yeah.
Approved by the city council. Yeah, for each district. So there's one member per district. That's right,
and so those folks, and if they vote yes, then the charge would start January 1st.
That's correct.
There we go. All right, y'all, check that story out and a whole lot more over at landyetmobile.com. Remind folks too, if they want to get them the good old fashioned paper copy of it, I know it's got Ben Raines on the cover this week.
It does. That's right. Ben Raines wrote a story chronicling his.
Well, that's not a story. That's a novel.
It's 10,000 words. It's beautifully laid out, and he did a really good job writing it. And it chronicles his discovery of the Clotilda and some of the things involved with that. I honestly have not read the whole thing yet.
Who has time?
But it was a really good read. We're happy to have him write this for us.
Good stuff. And you can find new. How many places in Mobile and Baldwin County?
Oh,
like five.
More than 1,000, I believe. So,
yep.
Pretty much wherever you're out and about, you'll probably see a purple box or a rack and just pick it up. We'd really appreciate you reading it.
Good stuff. Dale, as always, man, I appreciate our conversations. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks.
All right, Dale Leach, good to hear from you too. Dale Leach from Land Yap, check it in. Check him out in the new Land Yap and the old Land Yaps and Land Yaps to come. All right, I want to say one thing about this mall story. It's going to be a weird place, y'all. Of course, I have a nuanced problem, but not an overall problem with what they're doing. My nuanced problem is I would like to see, and maybe they can tell me, and I will try to get somebody on from malls here soon. I would like to see why it wouldn't be specifically earmarked. Like, if this increase, they said, okay, this increase, we believe, if at current water use rates, is going to be an additional X number of million dollars or whatever, and we're using this specifically for the infrastructure issues. I would like that better. The fact that they're reacting to this finally and doing the infrastructure work, they've been, I'm going to be fair, they've been doing the infrastructure work, but bits and pieces. They're doing it now, and I'm going to support them in that. But let me point out what I said to y'all back in 2010, post-oil spill. We had an opportunity with the money coming in for the BP oil spill to make a sea change in our water issues around here. And we didn't do it. Okay? So now we're doing it in 2019.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5. Online at fmtalk1065.com. Get the top stories of the day there with three big things. Also, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Do you accept the results of the IG's report? You can vote online. Front page, fmtalk1065.com. We tally those votes, and I'll tell you more about how that vote's going down here in just a second. I do want to say one of the most, I think it, possibly the most Gulf Coast thing that's ever gone down on Twitter, Dalton. If you look, I responded to Dale Leach from Land Yap over on Twitter with, now y'all think about this, in the wide world of Twitter and what people are used to, not what we're used to around here, my picture response to a post by Dale Leach was a hardhead catfish. Okay? A pic of a hardhead, not gaff top even, just straight up hardhead catfish. In response, saltwater, hardhead, stick in your foot, give you all that pain, catfish. Maybe we need a hashtag So Gulf Coast. I know there's a So Mobile, So Gulf Coast. When we speak our language around here, people will understand. And people elsewhere will say, what are they doing? It's okay. I'm not worried about them. All right, to the phones at 343-0106, and it's Tomas in Theodore. Hey, man.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Happy show.
Christmas. Happy holidays. Thanks for having me on. You're talking to Leach about that stadium. Dow told us that it would lease it for 100 years
yeah.
in one of the meetings. That piece of land, it was wetlands. They had to do all sorts of monkeying around in order to build a stadium on it, all sorts of gravel and dirt brought in, and we had to trade out and mediate other wetlands
wetland
to get
mediation.
That property.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of shenanigans going on with that thing. But you were talking about the rates of the water going up.
Mm-hmm.
They can vote all they want. That company, and they do, the gas company does it and the power company does it. They have to get approval from the PSC, the Public Service Commission, that great commission that nobody knows nothing about, and there's only three people on it, and some people, George Wallace III was on it for 25 years.
Now,
and he didn't know that we paid more for electric than Mississippi.
Yeah, and Georgia. You've heard me. I mean, I think it is fair for you to say that a lot of people are not familiar with the PSC, but you can't say, because I know you've listened to the show for a long time, my beef with the PSC. I would say this. The PSC is not going to push back. Malls be able to get the increase. And like I said, I'm torn on this one because you know how I feel about our water quality issues and the leaking of the sewage in there. But yes, I don't think, I mean, our PSC... You know, which y'all, by the way, what Thomas is talking about, you know, utilities have to have some check in a system because they're not in a free market competitive role. So we have the Alabama Public Service Commission to keep those utilities in check. Thomas, how would you score them in doing that over the years?
over the years I've scored them, I give them a good F. F minus. Yeah, and then I spit on it. That's what I do. You want me to rate them people? Yeah. They're a stamp, rubber stamp for big utilities and industry coming in, and all of the drug companies that Mayor Dow brought in. But I really wanted to take a deep dive on this and break this down. And you know, we got to have a timeline on to talk about this correctly, Sean.
Well, timeline on the infrastructure.
We need bookends too.
Yeah, I agree. That's one thing. So, you know, I asked Dale and he said it's not earmarked. So it's like the two things are, at least the way he's writing it, and if there's somebody who can tell me I'm wrong, that's fine. I'm working off what Dale Leash said.
There's no earmarks. It's not a government agency, Sean. You don't have earmarks in your private company.
Well, I do, but that's just for liquor and cigars.
Well, that's different. It's not something that you have to really do if you don't want to do it. You can change your mind.
No, but I think if they're looking for approval, and we'll see how this goes on Monday, but just as I'm a person that pays Ma's bills and I'm a person that's interested in the water quality issues, I would feel better about this if they said, okay, when we change the way we're doing this billing, it's going to bring in an additional, I don't know, I'm throwing out numbers, I have no idea. It's going to be $5 million a year, or it's going to be 20, whatever it is.
Okay. And what your problem is, you don't believe they're telling the truth, that they're actually going to make these improvements.
Well, I want to see them. I want them to say, here's the project. Here's this infrastructure project, and we're going to use the money on this one, and then we're going to move to the B.
And if they don't, and what we could do, Sean, is we could impeach them if they don't do it.
I started articles of impeachment against the Maws board.
I love it. There you go. Love it.
Thomas,
later.
Thank you, man. It's, once again, I point out, it did not get... Now, it got some traction, but I've lamented this over the years when we were working on getting money back from the BP settlement, which we can talk about how much went to... Talk about the sales tax portion, how much went to North Alabama. I get it. But there still were buckets of money. Remember the three buckets of money? Let's take the time machine back to post-2010 oil spill. And remember, we had one bucket I think could be all for... I think it could be all for business and commerce and things like that. One that was all environmental, and then there's a bucket that could be mixed. So they were putting the money in these different buckets. One, you know, would be obviously the one that would just be business or something like that. That wouldn't be available. And one that would be all environmental, maybe you could make the argument in this case that one would be. And for sure, the mixed-use bucket could be as well. And I argued back then, and I didn't want, and people said, well, you're just trying to let the utilities off the hook, making them not have to pay for the improvements to infrastructure. I said, wait a second. I said this back in 2010. I said, who pays, if they don't pay, who pays for the improvement to infrastructure? The consumers, right? That's what you're looking at today. This is what we're talking about right now. But we had a chance. The money coming in from the oil spill as one of the projects. Remember, we had the portal, and you put the projects in the portal. And listen, I talked at length about with the folks that were behind the first seagrass restoration and oyster reef restoration and all those things. I think those are good. And those are politicos like those because it's something you can look at and take the TV cameras out, and it's all feel good. And I like that. I'm for it. I'm not against that. But I said, what would be something that we could get bipartisan agreement on, bi-county agreement on, what could get everybody on board? And my argument then was putting this money into the infrastructure to sewage systems on all sides of the bay and in our full drainage down here in Southwest Alabama, to not have news reports every time it rains that there's sanitary sewer or unsanitary sewer overflows going on. We had a chance back then to take BP money and address that in a big way, I don't know if we can say Manhattan Project, but like a sewage version of the Manhattan Project, we could have addressed it, but we didn't. And so I'm interested in that they're trying to do something now with Maws, but we had that opportunity back then. But we found other things to do with it. All right, 1:43, be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 148 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Yeah, come to the phones. But I do want to say one thing just about Spring Hill Ace Hardware. So I'm in there the other day, and this may not be an issue that's ever going to happen to you. It may not happen to you for a long time. Maybe it has happened to you. So I had a leak in a quarter-inch water supply line. You know, the one that feeds a refrigerator for, like, making ice and doing the water thing. And then you move the glass and the ice shifts and the water goes in that little tray and then you have to empty it out. Okay, that water supply to the refrigerator, that quarter-inch, got a leak in that sucker, and I was going to replace that whole segment. They make, this is a side note, I'm not trying to take, Danny Lifford, I'm not trying to take any thunder from you. You're still the boss. They got this little compression fitting. Maybe y'all have used this before, but if you ever get this, I think it looks like it's made out of PVC as well. You can put, you go ahead and cut out the section that's leaking in that pipe, and you put one end into it, and then kind of pull it back a little bit, and the other end into it, and pull it back, and it's sealed. It's a compression fitting that doesn't require, you know, I'm used to having a little more work to do. I'm putting a fitting into and do maybe brass sections and then and putting an Amish clamp on it and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to do that. This little joker you put in there and clip it, and it does awesome. So Tip, thank you. I was there about to buy a bunch of line to replace the full line. He said, no, Sean, do this. So y'all get in that pickle, you got a leak in that stuff, go check out those compression fittings. I like them. All right, that's Mike's. I know. I'm sure my wife is out there somewhere going, God, you are boring. You're so... So let me go to J.D. in Mobile. Maybe he can save me. Hey, J.D.
Hello.
Hey. It's you.
Hello,
J.D.
Okay. I was calling about the BP money. I was going to
say
that they spend some of that BP money on entertainment for the moon pie and all this kind of stuff. The festival that's out of... It went bankrupt now. I don't know, remember the name of it, but they spent money on getting entertainment acts in here in Mobile. With some BP money.
Right, and that was the thing. Yeah, remember, okay, and a lot was spent, like, I know Dolphin Island really did a lot with theirs in the advertising budget. There were those three buckets, if you remember, J.D., and there was some of that stuff that absolutely would be used on trying to bring shows in here and advertise and all that stuff. Like, it was specifically, like, that's what you did with it. But the other two buckets, the one that was all environmental and the one that was, like, the you know, the mixed-use bucket, I thought that was a place where we could have addressed some of this. I mean, if we had taken that money and addressed the sewage leak problems on both sides of the bay where we've had an issue, you know, then that money could have paid for it. But it didn't get used that way, and now we're going to be paying for it in our bills. I want it fixed, but we had a chance to have it fixed with BP money back then, and we did not do it.
Yeah. Well, let me mention this. When we did have a paper in Mobile years ago, they used to print births and judgments and deeds and all this kind of stuff. They'd put the city council meeting, the minutes, in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see what was allocated to stormwater improvement and this and that and everything else. And you read the paper the following week or the week after, and you look and you'd see where they reallocated money that they had had allocated to storm drainage improvement. It's only $100,000 or whatever, you know, but they'd reallocate $100,000 from stormwater to whatever. And then when, you know, you only worry about the rain when it's, you know, the flooding when you have a bad rain.
Mm-hmm.
So the storm drains are stopped up. If the money that had been allocated to storm drainage improvement in the city of Mobile through the years, if all of the money that had been allocated to that had been spent on that problem, we probably wouldn't have a problem. The sewer, where they have leaks and have infiltration, the water wouldn't be getting there because the storm drains would be handled.
Yeah, it's,
but
I mean, it's a two-part.
They didn't see fit to do that, and like I say, the only time we worry about flooded streets is when it rains.
So they were
robbing Peter to pay Paul all along. And like I say, at one time when we did have a paper and they listed all that stuff, you know, you could see where they was robbing Peter to pay Paul.
There we go, JD. I appreciate it. And you know, while we don't have the minutes, I don't think, of the council meeting, I guess you could ask for them. We do have the live feed on YouTube. Of course, the audio, as I've complained over time, is so bad. I listen to it, but it buffers so much. Once again, and thank you for the call, JD. I am serious about this, and I mean, I would volunteer my time. I know there's people in the audiovisual that have sent me messages that are like private entities or non-media companies that would do, but I know some folks, engineers at different stations, TV stations around here. I think if we all went down there for a day, we could probably address the issue. I don't know if it's an internet buffering issue or it's just the way it's mic'd down there, but the audio from the council meeting. It's great that they have the council meetings up so you can watch them and go back and watch them on YouTube, but the audio is just bad. It's just bad. JD, I do think, though, obviously, you hit on some points and think you have a lot of truth to that, but let me add to it, because I think there is. You're right. You have stormwater runoff issues that causes sewer issues, unsanitary. Even though I think they call them sanitary. It always cracked me up. I think the term is, I can go look at my email inbox. I think they call, don't they call it, let's see. I really do. I think they call the stinky sewer, they call it sanitary. Shouldn't they call it unsanitary sewer system? But you have rainwater runoff that floods. Let's see. There it is. Let's see. It is. Yep. Sanitary sewer. So the stuff is called sanitary sewer. I really think it should be called unsanitary. But so rainwater runs off, backs up the sanitary sewer and has the overflows. So, JD, you're right. You have the one issue with stormwater runoff, but at the same time, you do have aged infrastructure on that. And I know from over time watching the story, and heck, a lot of our homes probably, if you have old homes in the city, they're terracotta pipes. Remember the, you see that picture? If we can find it, it was Mayor Stimson holding a piece of wood that was hollowed out like a little mini dugout canoe, it almost looked like. And it was dug up on some project I think Maws was working on downtown, and it was wood piping. I mean, that's what happens when and it's cute, the state of Alabama, we're just going to celebrate our bicentennial, 200 years of the state of Alabama. That happens this weekend. Of course, Mobile did the tricentennial way back in, 2003. So, I mean, good for you, Alabama. Come along. But Mobile's been around so long that there's such old infrastructure. Now, nobody wants to dig it up. It's not very popular. You know, there's not a big ribbon cutting event and a chance to go out and have all the speeches and all that stuff going on. But it is a issue, and it's an issue that I don't know why a politician didn't take the bull by the horns on this one. Because it's a winner. Not only is it right to do, but it's a winner. If you could have allocated BP money to address infrastructure issues, you'd have had people happy because they would have had the fix without paying it in their utility bill. Number two, you would be protecting what I think is important to why we're here, the water around here. And that's for everybody. It's no special interest. It's everybody. That we would address that. And yes, do we still, even if we have everything cleaned up perfectly here, do we still have pollutants and silt and all that coming down from the rest of the state and actually into Tennessee and Mississippi, in parts of Georgia? Do we have that water coming down through the Mobile Tensile Delta? Sure we do. It's no reason to say we're not going to clean up what we do around here. Right, so it would have been a win. So Maws is Monday, I guess, going to vote on this raising of the rates that money. At the same time, they're going to talk about doing infrastructure. From what I see in the article here, it's not earmarked specifically, but they say it's going to be at the same time they're raising this the rates, they're going to be working on infrastructure. And once again, this is basically it's a 6.5% increase, because it's the way they do the billing. It said proposed rate hikes are expected as the system transitions from a declining block structure where water gets less costly as usage increased to a more uniform structure. That change, which will be brought up for a vote at the system's Board of Commissioners meeting on Monday, December 16th, will result in a 3% increase in sewer rates in 2020. a 6.5% increase in 2021, and a 4% increase in 2022, and a 4% increase in 2023. Now, you kind of add all those together. So by the time we get to 2023, what are we looking at? We had a 3% increase. That's 9.5 there. 13.5. So by 2023, it's going to be almost an 18% increase in Maw's customer bills. So that's what's coming. So if they're going to do that, well, if they vote for it and they get it through, that's what's coming. And hopefully, if that does happen, there's no excuses anymore for sanitary sewer spills. All right, Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. Remember, you can keep your nominations coming for our 2019 Alabamian of the Year contest as well. Talk more about that tomorrow morning. All right, see you then at 6 for Mobile Mornings.